Some of us will have things in mind for 2025. Maybe to do with our work. Do we stick with what we presently do, or do we explore other options? Others might have in mind to tweak their diet and along with that be a bit more active. Nothing unusual about that thought a few days after Christmas. Then Christmas is hardly over until adverts for holidays appear on television. And so some folk might be thinking about having a week in the sun during 2025. Then some of our young folk will have things in mind they would like to do or attempt over the next 12 months. Nothing wrong with looking forward and having some things in mind as we approach a new year. Today is the last Sunday of 2024. And so just a couple of days away from a new year. And none of us really knows what the weeks and months ahead may hold for us. Although I think it's fairly safe to say that the next 12 months may not be all that different from the last 12 months, holding a mix of joys and disappointments, high points and low points are the stuff of life. How then might we move forward with some focus and confidence in 2025? Well, we read earlier some verses from Proverbs chapter 3. And within that passage, there are two fairly well-known verses, probably the best-known verses of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. We'll have a look at these verses because they present a good approach. I suggest to you the best approach to a new year. First off, trust in the Lord. And the kind of trust that's in mind here can be understood in two ways. Trust here can be understood in terms of submission to God. When we were ministering in Carador, one of the walks Lila and I went on quite often was along the seaside at Malisle, also a popular walk for folk with dogs. As we were walking along one day, we noticed a man with quite a big dog. And there was a woman nearby with a much smaller dog. As the woman with the small dog approached the bigger one, her little dog lay down and rolled over. I'm told that some small dogs, not all small dogs, but some small dogs do this not as a sign of playfulness, but rather as a sign of submission to the bigger one, to the greater one. To trust in the Lord is to submit to him in recognition of his greatness and power, in recognition of his majesty and glory, in recognition of his grace and love, in recognition that he is competent and capable in ways that we are not. Another understanding of trust is this, is that of laying our full weight on something or someone. In our context, it is about laying our full weight on God. depending fully, wholly, completely on Him. A good approach, a positive approach, the right approach, the best approach to 2025. Trust in the Lord. Now, someone here today might ask, why should I? Because He is faithful. Some promises God made to His Old Testament people, Israel, were a long time in coming. That was partly to do with their disobedience to Him. But God's faithfulness to His promise to lead them and sustain them is recorded again and again throughout the Old Testament. And God's promise of a Savior from as early as Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, whose birth we've just been celebrating, came to be when the time was right. Or as Paul says in Galatians 4, verse 4, when the time had fully come. Trust in the Lord because He is faithful. In Hebrews 10, verse 23, Christians are urged to hold firmly to the hope we profess. And more these days, Christians need to be holding firmly to the hope we profess. And here's why. Because the God who promises is faithful. Not only is God faithful, but He is forgiving. The one thing I need more than anything else in this life, and there's no opportunity for it beyond this life. The one thing I need more than anything in this life is God's forgiveness for my sins. There have been occasions in the past when I have needed the forgiveness of someone I have hurt in some way. On occasions in the past, I've had to forgive someone who has hurt me in some way. We all need, every last one of us, we all need God's forgiveness. All of us have disobeyed God. All of us have disappointed God. All of us have sinned against God. All of us have messed up before God more than we realize and more than we would admit to. But with God, there is forgiveness. Let me remind you of how we read about God's forgiveness in Proverbs 28, verse 13. It says there, "Whoever conceals his transgressions or sins will not prosper, but he or she who confesses and forsakes them will obtain mercy." Or if we want the same assurance in New Testament terms, then we have 1 John 1 and verse 9 to turn to. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just and will forgive our sins. A good approach to 2025, the best approach. If you are a believer for some time, carry on trusting in the Lord. And friend, if you've fallen back a bit in 2024, and it can happen to any of us, if you've fallen back a bit, renew your trust in Christ. And if you've never trusted Christ as your Savior, what an opportune time to consider Him. What an opportune time to make a start with Jesus. He is faithful and forgiving. And He is also a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Proverbs 18, verse 24. Before we move on from this point, notice what the writer of Proverbs says about trust. Verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. We're to trust Him with our whole being, with all our heart. This is trust that is focused. This is trust that is firm. Trust that keeps holding on even when things are happening to us or around us that we can't make much sense of. We see signs of this kind of trust with the Old Testament Joseph. We know how his brothers sold him off to some travelers. We know how he was lied against in Potiphar's house. While in prison for a time, one of his inmates promised to speak up for him when he was released, but he didn't. Joseph had his share of disappointments and bad stuff. But in the midst of it all, Joseph kept trusting in God and proving God in the most difficult of circumstances. Job was a man who had everything going for him and who was much in God's favor. But God permitted Job to be tried in ways that were deeply painful for him and in ways that he didn't understand. And yet Job said this, Job 13, verse 15, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. A sound approach to a new year. The best approach to a new year. Trust in the Lord and not half-heartedly. That will not do. But with all your heart. Second, acknowledge the Lord. Verse 6. One of the disappointing things to observe in Christian circles is this. And I have to factor myself in here as well. One of the disappointing things to observe in Christian circles is the behavior, the attitude, the practice of some who claim trust in Jesus. Some Christians are of the mind that to profess Jesus as Savior is like box ticked. Job done. Get on with life, however you like. What I mean is some Christians don't realize, or perhaps don't always want to realize, the relationship nature of the Christian faith, that it's about seeking and doing God's will, that it's about involving Him in life's decisions, that it's about growing in our understanding of Jesus and the ways of Jesus. So to reflect his likeness more and more. In the letter of James towards the end of the New Testament, James makes the point that because faith, as in the heart, can't be seen, so it needs to show up. It needs to shine out. It needs to be evident. It needs to be visual in how we live and speak and act, in our homes, and in our places of work, and yes, in the checkout queue in the supermarket. Folks, it's a sad reality that many in Christian circles today acknowledge the Lord very little beyond an hour or two on a Sunday or a dip into His Word at some time during the week. We wonder sometimes why friends and work colleagues or young folk in our social group are skeptical, even critical of Christians. Might it be, because sometimes we're just not good at practicing what we preach. Our faith must always be informing and transforming. Our faith must always be shaping our attitudes and behavior. Christians are folk who seek to follow the thinking and conduct of Jesus. A good approach to 2025, the best approach to 2025, trust in the Lord, acknowledge the Lord. And we shouldn't move on from verse 6 too quickly without noticing that the first part of verse 6 says this, In all your ways, acknowledge Him. Oh, if the truth be told, most of us are okay with acknowledging the Lord in some ways. But there are times when we just go ahead and do our own thing. Times when we just do what we want to do. And times when to include the Lord would get in the way of our own self-serving agendas. To acknowledge God in all our ways will have implications for how we do our business. It will impact the kind of company we keep and the kind of conversations we have. To acknowledge the Lord in all our ways will include the challenge to a holy life, because He is holy. To acknowledge God in all our ways will mean spending time in His Word and going to Him in prayer, loving our neighbor, looking out for the lonely, drawing alongside the discouraged, and helping out where we can. Someone has said this about acknowledging God, and I quote, "Acknowledging God means to keep Him in mind with everything you do. Make it a habit to think of Him often. Keep Him in the loop, because He cares about everything in our lives." In Psalm 139, we find that God knows when we sit down and when we rise. He knows our thoughts before they come to our minds and our words before they leave our lips. God knows our daily involvements and activities. David, who wrote the psalm, concluded that God was familiar with all His ways. God cares about everything in our lives. A good approach, a right approach, the best approach to 2025, trust in the Lord. Acknowledge the Lord. And third, prove the Lord. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight. Folks, it would be a little simplistic to think that if we attend to 1 and 2, the trusting part and the acknowledging part, that 3 will just happen, and all will be well, and that our paths will always be straight, or that the Christian road will always be easy to travel. But think for a moment of God's people making their way from Egypt to the new land God had promised to them. Remember how they were to follow the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night? Well, folks, that journey had its difficulties and that journey had its challenges, but God was there all the time, bringing His people on to their destination. Or think of Paul and his friend Silas, busy preaching to individuals and groups of people, telling them about Jesus and about what He had done and what He can do for folk who commit their lives to Him. And yet for doing that, Paul and Silas, they were beaten and thrown into prison. But what do we read of Paul and Silas in prison? Acts 16, verse 25. At midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. Doesn't this suggest to us that they proved God in that situation? And in time, God took them out of there to carry on in their witness and service for Him. We're not saying there is a problem-free road ahead as we put our trust in the Lord and acknowledge Him in all our ways. But we will find it easier to make our way in life, easier to go the right way in life, easier to prove God in our choices and decisions in life, easier to avoid distractions and difficulties in life if we trust the Lord with all our heart and acknowledge Him in all our ways. A very old but reliable commentator called Matthew Henry said this about God's direction in life. Matthew Henry said, "Those who put themselves under divine guidance shall always have the benefit of it." Those who put themselves under divine guidance or under God's word will always have the benefit of it. Do we want to prove God in 2025? Do you and I want to prove God in the year ahead? I hope we do. as individuals and as a congregation. And we can in the small things as well as in the bigger things. And we can prove his presence and help when all in the garden is rosy and when all in the garden is anything but rosy. There's a hymn with a verse in it that says this: "But we never can prove the delights of his love until all on the altar we lay. For the favor he shows and the joy he bestows are for those who trust and obey." It's about trust in the Lord, about acknowledging him. That's the way to prove him and please him and benefit from his friendship and lead in life. Who knows? Who knows what 2025 holds for any of us? None of us. May be our best year ever, or it may have many challenges along the way. Whatever lies ahead for you and for me, the best approach for the months ahead will be to trust in the Lord with all our heart. Acknowledge him with regards to life's choices and decisions, and prove him. Let's pray. Our Father, we thank you that